Okay, Lala.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let me just take this away a little bit. Say the alphabet or anything, just so I can hear some noise.
Are you alphabet?
What, A, B, C, D, E, F, G?
Oh, A, B, C. Sure, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K,
L. Stop one second. I'm going to just turn it down a little bit.
That's too loud?
I'm not sure this even... this will be good.
Let's see.
Oops. What's your name?
My name's Lila Mannins.
Talk up.
Lila Mannins.
Okay, where were you born?
I was born in Jamaica.
You were in Jamaica? What year?
No,
were you born?
I wasn't born in Jamaica. I don't care.
You were born in New Orleans.
I don't care for that.
Oh, come on, Lila.
No, get out of line already. I wasn't born in no Jamaica.
I didn't think so. Come on, tell me where you were.
No.
Okay, just tell me, when did you come to Los Angeles?
I came to Los Angeles August 18th,
1939. And when you came to work with us, was that your first job? No,
that weren't my first job.
What did you do?
I was a nurse for babies. I nursed babies. That was my first job. That was my real job, nursing babies. But after I lost my, patience, boom, with children, then I changed.
Well, how old were you when you came to Los Angeles?
I was in my 20s.
So when you came to us, how old were you?
I was still in my 20s.
But a young 20s?
Young 20s, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I just switched from the babies because I couldn't stand them crying and this and that and the other. I couldn't take it.
Were they in a hospital?
No. I used to have them, and nursing babies. I was nursing babies. No, I wasn't in no hospital. I was in a home nursing a lady baby, taking them out, just like people take their babies out and things like that. But when a child start teething, that's when it got on my nerves. Crying all the time, and I didn't know what the trouble was. Then I was with Susie, your sister, when Mark, I call him Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name? Mark was born. A child used to scream. You know that.
But when you started with our family, what did you think of working for us?
When I first started, because I had been waking around children, they'd been very naughty. So I said, well, I'll try this. She told me that she had two girls. I said, I'll take it for a week. But I didn't intend to stay there. I say, now, if these girls don't act right, I say, I'm going to quit, because I've quit several places like that. But after I came to your mother, everything was different. You all was good, your mother was nice, and your father was nice, and also your grandmother. Well, I stayed there. But you know how long I was there.
Until when? You were there until I left home and until Daddy married again.
I stayed with your mother the whole time she was sick. When she went in the hospital, weren't you there? You were there. I know Susie was there. Because the day she had the operation, we all went to the hospital. And that was the Presbyterian Hospital, I think it were. And your mother didn't look like there was anything wrong with her. Your father picked me and Susie up. And so I went to the bed. I said, don't you want to come back home? She said, no, I want to stay here. Your mother looked so well. Her cheeks was red. She said, Lila, my fever's so high. And they was going to operate on her the next morning. And they did. They cut all her hair off. And she was in a coma, I guess, because for about 10 days or so. I think. I'm not sure of that. I used to go to see her. She didn't know I was there. And me and Susie used to go. I don't know where you were. And we used to go backwards and forth to see her. I didn't think your mother was going to live at that time. And then she came out of the coma. And she came home. She stayed 4 months until she got sick again. Then their father taking her to Europe. And that's when I stayed with you and Susie. At the house. Let me see, where were they? Was he on Wilton Place?
That was on was Doheny Drive.
Doheny Drive, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I stayed with you and Susie until your mother came back.
Did during when the war came out, when you first started working, you went and worked in a war plant?
I went in a defense plant, yes. I worked with your mother quite a while before I went into this first defense plant. Well, your father wanted me to come to work and win his plant. But I didn't make up my mind, so I went on to Cal Shipyard. That's where I were.
Where?
Cal. Down at Cal Shipyard was in Beach. Let me see. Terminal Island. That's where Cal Shipyard was. Terminal Island. And the Navy Yard was across the street.
And what did you do?
I was a welder. And I passed two plates. I enjoyed it because I used to go to spy, and I enjoyed it. And I used to have it had a big tank that was what connected with this concern what we had. And which, Susie, I can't explain that.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So I forgot.
Welded.
I welded, yeah.
Did you make good money?
Yeah, I made good money, and I passed two plates. And when I take the examination, I welded a piece of steel together. Well, while this steel was hot, the guy was right there to put a big tub of water to put this steel into it, and then he hit it with a hammer or something, and it broke open, and there wasn't a hole in that steel. Well, that's how you pass your plate. So I did that twice, so I passed two plates. Now, the overhead I wouldn't take. Because I didn't want that.
Overtime, you mean?
Overhead. You weld overhead.
Overhead,
yeah. You weld overhead. Well, I didn't want that. But there's one lady there. She was very good at it. I think she passed the three plates. Well, I worked there until I broke my instep. A piece of steel fell across my instep. And broke small bones in it. And they put my foot. It's real hot water, I think, but I don't know, it was Epsom salts or something they put in there. I don't know what it was. But anyway, my foot swole up, and they put plaster Paris on my foot. I had it up to my knee. My knees was the only thing that was out. And I stayed in that plaster Paris for about 5 or 6 weeks. And then when they time for them to take that plaster off, they took the saw and they sawed it. I thought, sure, they're going to saw my legs off, but they didn't. They sawed that plaster Paris. Girl, I just knew they was going to... My legs was that big when they... I had very tiny legs when they finished. Well, anyway, they gave me two crutches. But they paid me the whole time I was sick. I wasn't sick. I was walking around doing everything I wanted to do. But they paid me just the same. And after I got all right, I went back to work. But I couldn't stand that half a ship's going over my head. That's the point. Half a ship's was going over your head. When you're young, you know, always holler, nothing is going to happen. And I just didn't think about those things could, you know, come loose. Somebody half welded a whole side of a ship, steel. And I was walking right into it. And the guy, when I happened to look up, the guy, they always tell you, look up, never look down. Everything was going up over your head. And I was looking up, and that steel had a full swing coming to me. I outrun it. How I outran that steel ship, I don't know. Because I had on a welding suit plus two other pair of pants I had on. Helmet on my head, how I ran that, I don't know. If that steel had hit me, I'd have been flat as a pancake. I came out of the shipyard after that.
And you came back to us?
Yes, that's when I came back to you all. Uh-huh.
And do you remember what salary you had with us?
I think I got around, it was $37 a week or what it was. I don't know. I didn't forget. It's been quite a while.
And how many days did you work?
I worked I worked Monday, Tuesday, and I was off Thursday, and I worked Friday and Saturday. That's how it was. Because I'm a person, I don't like to stay at home. And I'm still just beginning to get used to staying at home. Right now, I get out and go now because I get tired of sitting up here. I get tired.
Me too. I stay home a lot. I stay home a lot.
You do, huh? Yeah, I'm getting very tired of it.
What about this neighborhood? How's it?
This neighborhood? Mm-hmm. Well, this neighborhood is okay so far. But nothing happens around here until yesterday. Had big stealing over on St. Pedro.
What happened? A robbery?
Yeah, robbing a store. It's a shame the way they robbed these poor guys trying to make a living. But the police caught them, though. I'm telling you, Nina, I don't know what people are going to do here. I don't know. Because everything is closing up and look like people just thought about California. I don't know why they just found out about California. And everybody wants to come here. That big ship from Haiti came here the other day. They had a ship come in here from China. And the Coast Guards kept it out. They kept following it up. I think they went on to Florida. I don't know what happened to them. It's just awful that the way, you know, these ships is coming. And how those people can stand it because they're all open. They're not covered up like you go on a ship. They're all open. And it was packed. So they told them they get off the boat, and I don't know if they're still here or not. They say they could stay here for, I don't know, it was a week, a couple of days, or whatever it may be. But I don't know whether they're gone or not. I don't know.
Where did you learn to cook?
At home.
Did mommy teach you anything?
She taught me more of the Jewish cooking. I didn't know much about Jewish cooking. She taught me that. And your grandmother taught me a few things. Grandmother was really nice. I like her very much.
Yeah. Well, she must have died very soon after you came. She died when I was 7, and you came when I was about 6.
I was with your grandmother when she was living. She knitted you all 2 sweaters. Remember, you used to wear twin sweaters? But she knitted those sweaters, your grandmother. She was very good.
She made a lot of our clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she made a lot of you all's clothes. She was a very nice person, I thought.
You lived over on Citrus.
Y'all lived on Citrus. You lived on Wilton Place. Right. You lived on Hollywood Boulevard. You lived Doheny. I asked your father, I said, why do you move so much? He said, well, every time you move, you better your condition.
And we lived in the valley.
Yeah, you lived in the valley. Can you imagine? What are you all anyway?
World travel. I've lived a lot of places.
No wonder that's why you moved around so much.
Well, mommy never wanted to buy anything. She wanted to rent because she always thought she'd go off to Europe and live an exciting life.
She told me. She said, if anything happened to you, to my husband, she said, I'm going to Europe and live.
And it happened to her instead.
It happened to her instead. Poor creature. Mm-hmm. But your mother was very nice, though. I didn't find any fault of her.
Yeah.
No. I didn't find any fault to your mother at all. She was a very nice person. She treated me all right. I ain't got nothing to do with what happened to somebody else. But she was very nice to me. I didn't know. She always told me, as long as I got a home, yeah, you have a home. I said, told her, thank you. But she was always, after that, I found out she was a lawyer. I said, well, no wonder she don't, because lawyers don't play around talking to nobody, anybody, anything, you know, much. So I said, that's why. She said, Lala, have I ever joked with you? I said, no. I said, I wonder why did she ask me that? And after I found out she was a lawyer.
Well, she was a lawyer. She went to school and she got a law degree, but she never practiced law.
She got your father out of some trouble. She sure did. And I worked for a judge when I was in Palm Springs. And Nina, I ain't going to put that on there. Though.
Yeah, tell me. I won't let anybody hear it.
And the way these judges go on, they go on as if they are going to make a play on a stage. It's a practice. His son was a lawyer, and the father was a judge. And the wives, some of them played the criminal. And I'm telling you, he would say, your client, he said, now, I'm going to speak to him very quietly. And he said, before he answered me, I want you to answer the question, not your client. So he said, so-and-so, this, that, and the other. He said, and then they took the wives and they made criminals out of them, you know, playing. That went on for until the case came up. And it was during the guy, he was a kidnapper. He had kidnapped a kid. And he was supposed to go to be executed. Well, instead of executing this boy, they went on to San Francisco to a big football game. And this judge kept putting it off. He said, I'm supposed to do this. He said, but I don't like to see people kill. He said, I don't like that. He said, but it's my duty and I has to go through with it. And he did. But after he did that, somebody came to the house, tried to kidnap the guard, their granddaughter, grandson. My place was outside. I stayed in the guest house outside. And I heard these footsteps. And they came past right by my window. But they had a patio, and they had a wall, big gate. And this gate used to streak. You know, like you open a gate. So she used to always tell, put oil in that gate because I'm tired of hearing it screech every time you open it. So when this guy opened that gate, it's screech. Well, that waking them up. And that guy was there to get that baby. Was sleeping out on the porch. It was all screened in. But they saw that. They never did ask me, was I afraid? But I heard it all. And the guy jumped the fence and he left. So she always told me, never to feed anybody that come around you hungry. Don't give them anything because, Lila, we are not liking. My husband is a judge and my son is a lawyer and people hate us. That's what she told me. They was from Des Moines, Iowa. That's where they was from. She was a very nice person, too. She was.
They were living in Palm Springs, you think?
No, they lived in Long Beach, but they had this beautiful home in Palm Springs. The rug they had on the floor, they almost covered your ankles.
When were you working for them after you left Daddy?
I didn't know your father at that time.
This was before you came to us?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know your father at that time. I didn't know you all at that time.
So you were very young.
Yeah, I didn't know you all at that time. Mm-hmm. It has really been something, I'm telling you. I've worked in several places. I've worked in North Hollywood. At the same time, your mother wanted you to be a star. I used to come home every night. I had a car at that time. I'd come home every night, and I'd drop you off there. I don't know if you remember that or not, do you? You was going to school learning to be a movie star? It's right off of Hollywood Boulevard. Well, anyway, so when the time comes, so she says to your father, write Nina's check. He said, for what? He said, Nina is going to school learning to be a nurse. Boy, he hit the ceiling. Nina, she ain't going to, she'll be no movie star. You don't know what goes on in those theaters, she says. I worked in them, and I know what's going on. She says, she's just the age to get ruined. And he says, as long as I'm living, I'm going to support her. I thought about that when Susie got this job, but he was living. He'd stop that, too. If he was living, he would stop Susie. He said, Nina's just the age to get ruined. I said to myself, yeah, you're right about that, because every time a producer goes to you, you got to go to bed with that bastard. Girl, I'm telling you. When she told me that this child had his sense, that's the wrong thing. Because it makes her look rough. Look like a girl that just don't care. I didn't think it was right, but that's her child. She can do as she pleases with it.
Which, what do you mean?
She had that, what you call it, put on her hand.
Oh, Susie's daughter.
Yeah.
The tattoo.
It makes her look rough, like a rough person. You know what I mean? Because she said, well, all the rest of them are doing it. And I said, well, she don't have to. But I said to myself, if Robert was around, she'd have it off. Because he couldn't stand for you to go in no movie, be no star. And you was the age of being ruined, which you were. because you was around 16, somewhere along. He said, I know what it is, what goes on. Well, I had to, after, before I went to your mother, I used to work in North Hollywood. And those people, they was drunk, both in the husband and wife. And those people would sit up to 2 o'clock in the morning drinking whiskey, making eyeballs, drinking whiskey. They sat to clean. My room was right close to the living room. And what he used to say about them women, some of them women be so skinny. He said, here come that pack of bones coming in here. He said, when they twisting and going on, he said, to get in the bed, they ain't worth a damn. So she said, well, I want to be a son. He said, you want to be a man? He said, you go ahead. He said, I'm going to get my divorce as soon as you go around and file for to get in the movie. He said, I'm getting my divorce. My wife ain't going in no movies. That's dirty work.
What did...
It's a lot of money in it, because your mother said, well, she make nice money. He said, yes. He said, but I don't want my children in no movies.
Well, I was a lousy actor, so that settled that.
I know, but they'd have trained you to be a right actress, though.
Well, my heart wasn't in it.
It wasn't?
I only wanted to write books. I didn't want to act. I was terrible.
And it's worse now. A man can't say anything to a woman unless he's harassing her, and I think that's wrong. Everywhere you go, you meet the same thing. I don't care where you work or where you go, you can be walking down the street. I had a guy to trail me behind in Ralph's Market. Hello, lady. I said, hello. I like the way you walk. You want to go and have a cup of coffee? I said, I just had coffee. That just ain't no good, my dear.
Do you remember Mom used to scream a lot at me?
How many names has she called you? Gosh, she's thinking so bad. Yeah, I remember. Your father said, I wish Nina would get married, be like Susie. Settle. He called you, Nina, you've been a bitch more than once. I used to laugh enough behind their back. I didn't let them see me laughing. I used to laugh enough. But when he really worried about you is when you blonde it, you had your hair blonde. I say, Nina looked like Marilyn Monroe. And what did I say that for? Well, you did at that time. Because you was very slender and you were high-heeled shoes. You really looked nice, no kidding. And honey, I'm afraid something's going to happen to Nina. He worried over you quite a bit.
He never told me. When I had my hair blonded, I was really...
You had it long then.
But it was up.
Up.
And it was what it was. See, this beauty parlor wanted me to model this new color for them. And they did it for free. I didn't do it. You know, I didn't have to pay.
Oh.
It was done free of charge, and I was supposed to model it and tell people where I had it done. Nobody ever asked me where I had it done.
Yeah.
But it took like 4 hours in that beauty parlor. I couldn't stand it. So after about the third time, I said, dark again. I'm just through. I can't. Because one time I spent...
It was very becoming to you. It really looked good. But then you show word up over
you. Oh, I went... You know who I went out with? I went out with all 4 Bing Crosby sons.
Yeah, rotten.
Every man... It was so funny. When you're a blonde, every man
was after you. They are.
Incredible.
They are. They are after you.
And I was not interested in that. And they were horrible men.
Yes,
you know,
they
men
were.
Men that go after they blondes
were.
Are not God, nice
they
men.
Were. They
so
were.
That, I didn't know Daddy was...
Yeah, he was very much upset. So when I seen your hair again, he had you cut. I said, what happened to Nina's hair? You won't comb it. He had it all cut. You look the best that he was satisfied. I'm telling you. Sorry, Louis, I used to laugh. But your father was a good man, though. That's one thing I can say about him. He was really a good man. No kidding. You couldn't want to meet a nicer person than him. Surely were.
When I was a little girl, Mommy, I had long hair, long blondish hair when I was
little. Yeah.
And she had it cut off really short. And I used to cry and cry, and And she tricked me to get me into the beauty parlor, so they cut my hair. Because she didn't want me to get compliments. She wanted Susie to get compliments. So she got my hair cut off so that people would, and tell people to say nice things about Susie. Because she had straight dark hair. But I thought Susie was beautiful.
Yeah. But one day, one of her friends came to the house. And she said, "Oh, Lillian." And she said, "Nina got blonde hair." I said, "Where did she get that blonde hair from?" "Your mother said, from the Iceman." I never did stop laughing, but your hair was light. She said she got it. Anybody said it so unconcerned, she got it from the Iceman. And that woman, she never asked another question. I was so tickled. Man. I didn't know what to do. She got it from the Iceman. Okay.
Again, I'm telling you. Someday I'll have to meet that Iceman.
Your mother always had an answer for something, I'm telling you. I used to laugh enough with her and people asking questions about her. Somebody asked her one day, "Did I wear a wig?" "Did I wear a wig?" Because I used to comb my hair almost like I got it now, almost straight back from the front. She said, "I don't know if she wear a wig or not." That's the truth. What goes on? Oh, boy, I've laughed enough. I'm telling you the truth. It told little Jacko. That's another thing. That's another thing that I died over.
What was that?
Jacko.
The dog.
Yeah, the little dog. Girl, I almost died that evening. Jacko had just, she'd just taken him to the beauty shop, and he was cute. And, had the little puff, you know, little legs, was all bootlegs, like, he was darling, Jacko was. And Jacko kept walking up and down now, walking up and down now. You know what I'm saying? "What the hell's wrong with you?" He said, "You didn't have your shit in your pants when you swam." I was so tickled. I know he didn't laugh, but I almost died when she told Jacko, "You done had your shit in your piss. Where are you walking up and down?" She didn't care what she said. I almost died when she said that to Jacko. Girl, I'll tell you the truth, that thing tickled me so bad, I didn't know what to, because she had just brought him in. Jacko was proud of himself. And when he get a haircut, he didn't pay attention to you. Only time he paid attention to somebody when he... I used to laugh enough at that dog and your mother. I'm telling you the truth, I almost died. Her and Jacko, she was crazy about that dog, too. I liked him, too.
Well, she remember when she started, when she got her brain tumor, she was walking him and she fell down the steps. He pulled her and she fell down the steps at Doheny.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you remember she started having automobile accidents?
Yeah,
she had lost
the sight of one eye, yeah.
Well, peripheral vision.
Yeah.
And then I remember coming home. I was working at school at UCLA and I came home one afternoon and Daddy was there and Mommy looked about, she had aged about 30 years. She was sitting on Susie's bed. And I said to Daddy, what's wrong? And he said, "Your mother has some eye problem." And I said, "That's not eye problem. You know, she looked like she was 30 years older." And so he said, "Well, we think she may have had a stroke." But then it turned out it was a tumor.
Tumor on the brain.
Yeah. But we didn't know that till after the operation.
Well.
That was too bad. She really became a bag of bones.
Yeah, I used to feel sorry for her, I'm telling you the truth. Sometimes she'd tell me, she'd say, "Lila, I'm going to lie down." I say, "Okay." And used to watch her because I didn't want her to go out that front door. And we was on Doheny. And once in a while, I go look to see if she was in bed. She wasn't in bed. I say, where is she? I looked all around. I opened the door, closet. And she was standing up in the clothes closet. I said, Miss Nusha, I said, come on out. I said, you're not in bed. She said, I'm not. She said, no. She said, no. I said, come on. I said, you're not in bed. She said, well, Lila, I thought I were. So I turned out of bed. She got in bed. She stayed in bed. But I used to watch all the time because you weren't there. Susie wasn't there and your father wasn't there. So I'd do a little bit of wake and go back and see if she was still in the bed because I didn't want her to go out that door. Because I wouldn't know if I would be able to bring her back in. But she wasn't a fighting person. She was a nice person to be in the condition that she was in. Because a lot of people would fight you, you know what I mean? Yeah, but she didn't. And
do you remember that nurse?
Yeah, I remember that
she
nurse.
She was crazy. I mean, she was weird.
Would to come to the house?
The one that lived there, she was there 24 hours for a while. Forget her name.
When you was on Doheny?
Yeah. When mommy got really needed
yeah.
there all the time.
Because I set her in a place once.